Dr. Penske dictating a mail IME on Gerald, G-E-R-A-L-D, Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T. Gerald Bennett is a 53-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 2-2-21, but he was lifting a snowblower into the back of a truck. Period, this was overhead to shoulder height. Period. He believes he injured his left shoulder, right wrist, and groin area as a result, but did not go to the emergency room. Period. He was performing this task with two co-workers. Period. He elaborated that a ramp was not used to complete it. Period. Had further evaluation, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period. He did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. As per his claim petition, Mr. Bennett alleged he was lifting a snowblower on 2-2-21 and sustained permanent injuries to the left shoulder, comma, right wrist, comma, and left groin. Period. Treatment records show he was seen at WorkNet on 2-5-21. Period. This was a follow-up for left shoulder sprain, comma, left upper arm sprain, comma, left groin sprain of the left thigh and right wrist sprain. Period. He complained his level of pain was 10/10, but his blood pressure was 122 over 80 and pulse 68 with respirations 16. Period. He was advised to continue taking Motrin and Flexeril and initiate a home exercise program. Period. He continued to be seen here over the next several weeks through 4/13/21. Period. On that visit, physician assistant Shaw found palpable pain of the AC joint and the biceps on the left. Period. Active range of motion showed moderately painful motions with forward flexion to within 60 degrees to the upright vertical, comma, abduction to within 60 degrees, comma, external rotation of 70 degrees, and internal rotation at L5. Period. Speeds test elicited pain to the biceps, as did empty can test. Period. Other provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. Exam of the groin found no palpable hernia. Period. There was no swelling or deformity, but he had tenderness at the left medial thigh. Period. Examined the right wrist, found full range of motion and strength. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. His diagnostic assessments at that point were left shoulder girdle sprain, comma, left upper arm sprain, comma, resolving left groin sprain of the left thigh, as well as resolving right wrist pain. Period. He was then discharged to orthopedics. Period. New paragraph on 3/12/21. He had an MRI of the left shoulder to be inserted here. Period. He was then seen by orthopedic physician assistant Ferraro, F-E-R-R-A-R-O, beginning 3/30/21. Period. He stated after the event he finished his shift and reported injury the next day, but he was let go and no longer works for the township of Pennsauken. Period. He diagnosed traumatic incomplete tear of the left rotator cuff, comma, impingement syndrome, comma, superior glenoid labrum lesion, comma, and arthritis of the left shoulder. Period. Corticosteroid injection was administered. Period. On 4/29/21, Dr. Zaccone performed a telehealth visit. Period. He diagnosed strain of the adductor magnus muscle of the left lower extremity. Period. He explained how It was not uncommon for this injury to require several weeks until it is really resolved. Pretty had been improving somewhat. Period. He then followed up on 5/13/21 and saw Dr. Dwyer orthopedically. But at his referral, Mr. Bennett underwent a left shoulder MRI arthrogram on 6/18/21 to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Dwyer reviewed these results with him on 6/24/21. Period. His left shoulder was feeling the same. Period. Dr. Dwyer recommended arthroscopic labral reconstruction, including a Bankart repair, gamma assessment of the biceps anchor with either a slap repair or, comma, more probable, comma, a tenotomy and subpectoral biceps tenodesis. Period. He does not have significant rotator cuff pathology. Period. He was going to follow up postoperatively. Period. On 7/22/21, Dr. Dwyer reviewed a surveillance video. Period. He noted on one segment in particular, the petitioner demonstrated doing rather heavy dumbbell overhead triceps extensions with his arms in the abducted and rotated position under tension. Pretty explained if there was a symptomatic Bankart lesion, he would not put his arm in this position, particularly under biomechanical load. Pretty having seen this video, it made Dr. Dwyer question whether or not this patient requires the surgical treatment. Period. His overall impression was that surgery should forego surgery. Period. He had already been cleared for full duty status. Period. Physical exam. Abdomen normal, groin normal. He reports pain in the right groin with internal rotation, but he also has difficulty taking his shoes off and getting out of the car. Period. Extremities upper, inspection revealed heel open scarring about the right lateral epicondyle consistent with his prior surgery. Period. He had callus formation on the hands bilaterally. Period. Passive left shoulder abduction was and flexion were 145 degrees, comma, internal rotation and external rotation to 75 degrees, comma, with extension full to 50 degrees and tenderness. Period adduction was full without discomfort. Period combined active extension with internal rotation was to the L2 vertebral level on the left and the T12 level on the right. Period motion of the right shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Manual muscle testing was 4+/5/4. Resisted left shoulder abduction and external rotation, but was otherwise 5/5. Shoulder maneuvers. He had positive near impingement, comma, Hawkins, comma, and cross arm abductions maneuvers on the left, which were negative on the right. The rest of that section is normal. Hands and wrists, normal. Cervical, normal. Thoracic, normal. Lumbosacral, normal. Go back to lower extremities. He remained in his pants, limiting visualization. Period. Faber's maneuver on the right elicited tenderness in the groin, but was negative on the left. Impressions. On 2/2/21, Gerald Bennett was lifting a snowblower with two co-workers and claims he injured his left shoulder, comma, right wrist, comma, and left groin. Period. He was seen at WorkNet on 2/5/21. And diagnosed with sprains. Period. He participated in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. An MRI of the shoulder was done on 3/12/21 to be inserted here. Period. He was also seen orthopedically by Dr. Dwyer, who had him undergo an MR arthrogram on 6/18/21 to be inserted here. Period. Shortly thereafter, he reviewed surveillance of Mr. Bennett that showed he was doing activities that would not be compatible with the pathology identified. Period. Accordingly, he recommended foregoing of the surgical procedure. Period. On 3/23/21, he told WorkNet he had resolution of his right wrist pain. Period. At Dr. Dwyer's visit on 5/13/21, he admitted being unemployed, having been let go the day after the injury. Period. New paragraph, you point out, he has had several prior workers' compensation claims. Period. These included one on 4/10/90, when he sustained a right hand injury after catching his hand in a cabinet at work as a laborer. Period. That claim settled for 15% of the right hand on 9/16/92. Pretty also filed a claim for a trip and fall in October of 2000. Period. That claim settled on 1/22/08 for 20% of the right arm for right epicondylitis status post-surgical release. Period. New paragraph. His current clinical exam found there to be decreased range of motion by the left shoulder. Period. Strength was minimally reduced. Period. He had positive responses to certain provocative maneuvers, but others were negative. Period. Provocative maneuvers about the hands and wrists were negative. Period. He had groin tenderness reproduced with Faber's maneuver on the right. Period. However, he did not have any hernias. As checked externally because he remained in his pants. Period. New paragraph, there is 3.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the left shoulder. Period. For the reasons noted, I cannot ascribe this to the event of 2/2/21. Period, there is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the right wrist or groin. Period. End.